Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. KX93.5! All right, so in 1994, a record came out in the UK on this label, Castle Communications. It was called If 60s Were 90s, and it was a really odd record, really. It was fused samples of Jimi Hendrix with new loops and vocals and instrumentations, and it was made by a band who are now called Beautiful People. It was called If 60s Were 90s, and I'm very lucky to have on the phone. Do I call you Duquesne?
I suppose you should, really, because that's what's printed on the record, yeah.
Right, okay, so I won't give away your real name.
No, okay, fine.
All right, so thanks for speaking to me, Duke. It's very nice of you to take the call, and we totally love this record here. It's such an unusual idea. How did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Well, it was kind of we were doing raves and things. I had a club promoting company called Beautiful People in the late 80s, early 90s, sort of in South London area, and the Orb used to come and DJ for me.
Wow.
And he brought a record along that was on Mr. Modo, which was a label run by Youth, I think, and someone else, and it was a track called STP LSD, but they had a Hendrix sample in it, and I thought, well, that's a good idea. So we did one track called Experience. Dropped a copy of that off to Eric Clapton's house because he used to live really close to where the band rehearsed. And his nephew got back to me on New Year's Eve and said his uncle really liked it. And I said, oh, right. Okay, wow. Uncle Eric. Yeah, so he gave me Uncle Eric's phone number.
Wow.
I called him back. He said he liked it. He wanted to put it out. His manager said we couldn't because we wouldn't get permission to use the samples.
Where did you get... sorry to interrupt you, Don. Where did you get the samples from in the first place?
Well, basically, the art of sampling is just taking stuff, pretty much every sample we've got on this record, you can just take off a master CD. So you can... It's got no drums behind it or no bass behind it, so you can add things to it without it sounding out of time or out of tune. We kind of took it to the hilt a bit, though, and took about 50 Hendrix samples and put them through 9 songs, which I don't think has ever been done before. And then, of course, with Clapton, we got one off to... Eventually, we got the album to Alan Douglas, the head of the Hendrix estate at the time, and he phoned me back and said, would I do a whole album of that same stuff? So that's how we got to do it. And he said we could use any sample that we wanted. And then towards the end of the project, he brought a load of tapes over with multi-track guitars, which we ran into most of the solos.
There are mashups and mixes now, you know, of all different kinds. I don't know whether it's been done since, but back in that time, this was a very new idea.
A lot of people didn't really get it because at the time we thought, well, are people going to, all the Hendrix purists, are they going to go, oh my God, what's this? And most of them did, and then they heard it and went, you know what? It's all right, I quite like this.
You're listening to KX93.5. It's Laguna Beach, California's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Ferdy. That's the sound of Beautiful People and Coming to Get You from If 60s Were 90s. It's an album made by my friend here, Duquesne, who is on the phone with me right now. We're talking about a little bit about Jimi Hendrix, but let's talk about the 90s and how that sound and that scene all came about. Those raves and all that dance stuff, I loved it. I mean, that was like a renaissance for me.
In the UK, when it picked up in 1990, really, the music just started changing. What was happening between 87, 88, and there were 3 years of some really nice stuff. And most of the loops that I took to run in along with the Hendrix samples are taken from around that time. I found the music in those days, the kind of house vibe was much more uplifting. It wasn't so fast. It wasn't so techno-y.
What was Baggy Beats? Do you remember that?
Baggy was when all the Stone Roses and that kind of thing started their own. Yeah. And it was when bands started going to raves. It's mainly to do with the Hacienda, I think, in Manchester, which I'm sure you know about.
Sure.
That was when bands were going to raves and they were taking various things and playing along with their band. So the band started to play with a groovy beat, and then you had the kind of Happy Mondays, and then you had the Charlatans and all the Britpop thing kicked off from that.
Yeah.
But that was around that time. So we were kind of soaking that up after the rave thing. It was a kind of mixture of rave, Baggy, and then Hendrix.
I know, it's such a great combination. At that point, if I'm right, you named the band Beautiful People. It was picked up by people like Oasis and Prodigy and these kind of bands that were doing well at the time. And you went on tour. How do you do this stuff live?
So live we had drums, percussion, live I played some guitar, Dave played some guitar, bass. Yeah, probably six piece or five piece on stage, I think.
Do you have a video of Jimmy playing in the background, synced up?
Yes, we did. There's certain songs like Really Groovy where the vocal samples that I took were actually from Monterey, so you've got Hendrix on film saying them. So we would loop those in, so you'd have not only his vocals, but you'd see him up on the screen behind saying it.
You don't hear no sounds as we hear, but dig this. Mm-hmm. digger. Dooley dooley. Dooley dooley.
KX 93.5. I've got Duquesne on the phone right now from the band Beautiful People, who made that song from the album If 60s Were 90s. The track was called Really Groovy. And that video is available online. I've seen that video on YouTube. It's R-I-L-L-Y, yeah. Groovy, right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, there's three official If 60s Were 90s Beautiful People vids up there. And then there's lots that people have done of their own. They've kind of put their own bits of film to songs that we didn't do videos of. So that's quite sweet. And we might, if when we play live, we might use some of those as backdrops.
Now, talking about playing live, you guys toured with Oasis.
Yes, at that time, Oasis were, they'd had three top five hits or whatever it was with Definitely Maybe. They were doing their first big tour, and Noel and Liam just asked us to come on the tour. And I was like, well, how did this happen? When I asked Noel about how we got on the tour, he said we were the only band good enough to do it, which was quite nice of him. But then he told us that when the band got signed at King Tut's, the legendary Oasis signing, where they invaded the stage, I think, he made the band listen to it on the way up all the way, in silence and on the way back. So when they got signed on the back of that gig, they felt some kind of Euro association with our particular record, and they loved it anyway. And I think they like the idea of Hendrix supporting them, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. That's a great story. Who wouldn't want Jimi Hendrix opening for them? So what happened to the record? Because this is going back to the early 90s. Then the record disappeared.
Yeah, we had... we signed to Continuum in the States, and Continuum went bankrupt. We'd had two top five dance hits. We'd had the video. It was being played everywhere. And when a record company goes bankrupt, everything stops. You can't release the records. You can't get the records back. It was caught up in legal stuff for about 3 or 4 years. I mean, it took ages to get it back.
In the meantime, the record was selling for $100 online if you could get a copy.
Yes. Even still now, you can buy the double album with the best remix on for 60 or 70 quid, which there would be about $100, which is crazy. So I just thought, well, you know, let's put it out again. And then I bumped into Mike Bennett, the famed Fall and Ian Brown producer.
Yeah.
He said, let's put this out. It'd be brilliant. I said, yeah, I was thinking about it, but I didn't really know much about the internet side of the record industry. And I didn't want to do a bad job of it, you know? So I'm very happy with the people that we're with at Suburban Squad. So, it's great for it to be out again. And although not in such a big way, I'm quite happy for it to just grow around the world, and then we can do a few gigs here and there and just build it up nicely. Because I've got a... Hendrix never goes away, and this album seems to be... And although this isn't a Hendrix record, it's a tribute as much as we could make to the genius that was Hendrix, you know, as close as we could get to something we thought he might like or be into if he'd still been around at that time.
I would say to purist Hendrix fans that are listening, you know, give this thing a shot, because it really is a true tribute, and it's obvious that Duquesne loves this music very much. And I tell you what, I've got an English intern here. She came in, her boyfriend was a DJ in the 90s and the early noughties, and I mentioned the name of the band and she went, oh, I love that record, you know, so it's well known among the right kind of people.
Yes, it does seem to be that way. So I've had a lot of people in the street from time to time. You know, you get somebody who comes up and you say you got a band, or you had a band called Beautiful People, and they go, oh no, you can't call the band that. There was this great record called of 60s or 90s. And I was like, well, no, that is the one. And they're like, oh no, I got married to Tanya on a beach in Thailand to the... And it's wonderful, the story you hear. It's like, oh my God, isn't that lovely? We didn't make anything out of it because it got pulled so fast. All we did was buy a recording studio, which we recorded in. So it's nice to get accolades back from people who really love the record. I'm very happy with the way it's been received, and that was part of the reason why I felt we had to get it out again, you know, at least so people can buy it.
Now, how can people get hold of this? I've seen it on Spotify, but that's not the place to get it. I want you to get some cash. So where should people go?
Well, they should go to iTunes, I think, or put If 60s Were 90s, Suburban Squire. It's the label, Beautiful People. That should find it.
I know that you, obviously, you're clearly an artist, and it's a good attitude to say, look, we've created something great and it's affected people's lives. But I hope it creates a bump for you so that you get work in the future and you're able to continue to make music.
Thank you, sir.
Very welcome. It's KEX 93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. I've been talking to Duquesne from Beautiful People, who made the classic 90s record, If 60s Were 70s, featuring samples of Jimi Hendrix. So great to talk to you, man. Really appreciate you talking to us on the phone. And good luck with the future.
Well, I've had a great time. It's been nice to talk to you.